opportunity today starts last Sunday, Easter evening. We're a week ahead. The disciples are afraid behind closed doors. The risen Jesus appears to them and says, "Peace be with you," Jesus says. And Jesus shows his disciples' hands and his side, marks of the cross on Jesus. And today our Easter celebration continues. We go back to last Sunday and we give thanks to God for such.
我哋今日嘅福音系继续上星期嘅复活节之夜，耶稣嘅门徒吓到匿埋喺屋后边。复活节嘅耶稣，复活嘅耶稣说：愿平安与你们同在。耶稣向佢嘅门徒展示出佢嘅手同埋脚嘅肋骨、十字架嘅印记。我们的复活节仍然继续庆祝的活动。在上星期日，我们感谢神让我们度过如此令人兴奋的一夜。
Life goes on, sometimes good, sometimes not so good. Our celebration of Easter, of course, continues. I think this helps make sense of our reading today, sometimes good, sometimes not so good. Because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, we can keep on in the joy of the promise of life forever with God.
在这个星期里面落了很多雨和很多云，还兼有地震，很奇怪，以前是加州，现在令到我们纽约都有地震。今天早上的天气比较寒冷，天气好像有时坏有时好，但是我们仍然继续生活，我们当然继续庆祝复活节，我们继续活在与神同在的喜乐，我们面对明天，因为耶稣的复活。
For Jesus' disciples, the first Easter was a mix of good and bad. It was amazing and terrifying. In John's Gospel, from which our Gospel reading today is taken, Jesus appears first to Mary Magdalene. And Mary is sad. She's weeping outside the tomb. The tomb is empty. Mary is not there.Jesus appears to Mary outside the tomb on the side of the living and says, "Why are you crying?" And thinking that Jesus is the gardener, Mary says, "You have carried my Jesus away. Tell me where you have taken him."
对于耶稣的门徒来讲，第一个复活节是一个令人惊奇和可怕的复活节。我们阅读的福音书里面是在约翰福音取材出来的。复活的耶稣首先向玛利亚显示，玛利亚在坟墓外面在喊着，坟墓是空的，耶稣不在里面，耶稣在坟墓外面站在活人一起一边，就跟玛利亚说，他说你喊什么？玛利亚以为这个人是一个园丁，那就问，如果你带了我的耶稣，麻烦你告诉我，你带到耶稣去哪里？
Jesus says to that first Easter Mary, and hearing Jesus by her name, Mary knows that it's Jesus. The Good Shepherd, after all, John's Gospel says, calls us by name. And Jesus calls us by name and says, "I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God."
耶稣对着玛利亚讲，他说，玛利亚一听到耶稣叫他的名字，就马上意识到这个是耶稣，是好牧羊会叫他的羊的名字。耶稣呼唤我们的名字，跟着说，我要升上去我的父和你的父那里，升上去我的神和你的神那里。
You see, through Jesus' death and resurrection, we have complete access to God. Jesus says, "My God and your God." God who is fully present to us in the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that brings us the living Christ. Jesus is one with us in the Father. It's kind of like we have a Wi-Fi openness password to Jesus. The Holy Spirit connects us now and forever in the resurrection, the promise of life everlasting, connection with Jesus without end.
通过耶稣的死和复活，我们可以直接亲近上帝。神通过耶稣的灵魂直接显现在我们面前。复活的耶稣基督为了我们连接到天上那里在一起。天上的父亲就好像 WiFi 那样，耶稣就是密码。我们有了互联网的密码，圣灵将我们永远联系在一起，永远的应许，永远此景，永无此景的联系。
This is where our gospel reading today begins. Jesus appears later that Easter evening. He's appeared to Mary, and then he appears to all the disciples. Easter night, the disciples are locked in a room. Mary was weeping. The disciples are afraid. They're not connected to Jesus or one another. Fear has driven them away from others. They're huddled in on themselves. And the risen Jesus appears and says, "Peace be with you." Peace or wholeness or well-being, peace with God, peace with one another, peace for every day. And this peace lasts forever, this kind of peace not as the world gives, but as Jesus gives.
我们今天的福音开头是讲复活节的一个晚上，耶稣显现在躲在房里面的门徒，那些门徒很害怕，不知道他会不会来去拿他的命。他们很害怕，就是因为他们不明白耶稣就是一个密码。复活的耶稣显现并且说，愿平安与你同在，平安完整，幸福与天主平安，彼此平安，每一天平安，永远的和平。这种和平不是世界所赐的，而是耶稣所赐的。
Jesus shows them his hands and his feet, signs of the cross there. It's really him. Jesus says again, "Peace be with you." And he gives peace again. He gives it twice at that Easter evening, enough for every day and more.
耶稣展示出他的手和脚，这个是他为我们爱的标志。真的是耶稣。耶稣再次说，愿你平安。耶稣一次又一次地赐我们平安，赐我们每一日有丰盛的一天。
Jesus also breathes on them the Holy Spirit, and the word Spirit in the original languages here can also mean breath, the breath of life, like in the beginning when God breathed life into Adam and Eve. And now Jesus, who is dead but is alive, breathes eternal life, right? Brings eternal life. Breathes it, lives it, gives it to us, that even though we die without breath, we have the Spirit of God, of eternal life, who gives us abundant, everlasting life with him.
耶稣把圣灵临到他们身上，在希伯来和希列的语言文化，圣灵是代表呼吸。上帝将亚当和夏娃这对泥公仔吹一口气，吹到入去他们身上，那他们就有呼吸。耶稣已经死了，但是现在还是活生生。耶稣他将他的圣灵吹在我们身上，就好像风一样，吹到他愿意吹的地方。他通过我们里面的呼吸，没了呼吸我们就会死，没了圣灵我们就没生命。
If you think of the Spirit like the wind, that's what Jesus gives, the Spirit, breath, or wind. And you know, like on a windy day, the wind can knock us over. Sometimes that wind moves us around. That's what the Spirit does. It pushes the disciples, it pushes us to get moving. Sometimes that spirit, that wind, can renew us when our strength seems sapped. The Spirit sustains, the Spirit breathes life into us, strengthens and sends.
你知唔知道有一日咧好大风，几乎吹冧我哋。有时风把我哋吹嚟吹去，圣灵有时会推动我哋行动起来，有时我哋嘅力量似乎被削弱。圣灵会更新我哋，圣灵支援我哋，神嘅灵坚固我哋。
The Spirit sends the church to breathe forgiveness and new life. We are to forgive sins, Jesus says. If you forgive the sins of any, they're forgiven. If not, they're retained. And this is what we're about as Christians. The Spirit pushing us into life and forgiveness. The Spirit calming us, restoring relationships with forgiveness.
聖靈差遣我哋嘅教會，耶穌嘅門徒要做啲乜嘢呢？我哋嘅罪要赦免。耶穌說：如果你赦免任何人嘅罪，佢哋就會被赦免；如果你保留任何人嘅罪，佢哋就會保留。我哋嘅教會嘅意義係聖靈推動我哋走向饒恕。聖靈以饒恕使我哋平靜下嚟。
The first Easter was amazing. It was a mix of the good and bad. Life goes on for the disciples, and Thomas isn't there. There's some bad news. He misses Jesus. He does not see Jesus, and our reading goes on today. Thomas retains his disbelief. He questions and says, unless I see the marks in the hands and nail marks in the side, that spear mark, unless I put my hand there and touch Jesus, I will not believe.
第一个复活节是令人惊奇，其实是没什么东西。耶稣的门徒继续是这样生活下去，耶稣的门徒 Thomas 不在这里，他见不到耶稣的复活。Thomas 就说，除非我看到他的手上的钉印，或者给我摸下，否则我不会相信。
A week later from Easter is where our reading ends. A week from Easter, that's why we have this reading today. Jesus again appears to his disciples, and this time Thomas is there. And again Jesus says, peace be with you. And again the Holy Spirit is there. And Jesus says to Thomas, put your finger here, feel the marks, reach out your hand, put it in my side, do not doubt but believe. And Jesus calls him by name, Thomas, just like he called Mary by name, and just like he calls us by name. And he says, don't look back to the tomb or your sins, look to Jesus, look ahead to Jesus, touch his life, live in his abundant eternal life.
复活节的最后一个礼拜，即是今天，耶稣再次向他的门徒显示出来。这一次 Thomas 呢就在那里，耶稣说愿平安与你同在。耶稣一次又一次地赐予平安。耶稣对 Thomas 说，拿你的手来放在这里，看看我的手，伸出你的手，把它放在我的身边，不用怀疑了，要相信。耶稣直呼我们的名字，就好像他叫玛利亚那样，不要回头看我们罪恶的坟墓，相反请仰慕复活的耶稣和他的生命。
What does all this mean for us? I think if we're having troubles, any kind of doubts in our life, we feel like God doesn't hear our prayers, to reach out like Thomas, to take hold of Jesus, to reach out like Thomas and take hold of Jesus' forgiveness and life.
咁有咩问题呢？就好似 Thomas 咁一样，伸出佢嘅手揸紧住耶稣，就好似 Thomas 咁伸出佢个援助嘅手揸紧耶稣嘅宽恕同埋永生嘅生命。
Sometimes we all have our doubts. We would be lying if that wasn't true. We even sometimes have our disbeliefs, maybe not in words, but definitely in practice. And maybe we wonder, how can God even love me? But God does love us. He calls us by name. He sends us His Spirit. He pushes us to His forgiveness. He gives us abundant life. And how can we, like, unlike Thomas, believe without seeing? Well, we walk by faith, not by sight, that Jesus is with us. And we press on, reaching out to Jesus in the spirit of His forgiveness.
有時我們會懷疑，究竟是不是真的有耶穌的呢？上帝是不是真的愛我們的呢？上帝確實愛我們，祂差遣祂的耶穌兒子賜給我們豐盛的生命。我們雖然看不到，但是我們要憑著我們的信心，那我們做事不是憑著眼去做事，而是憑著我們的信心，耶穌與我們同在。我們在饒恕之靈的力量中繼續進行。
阿門。
阿門。